Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dropping F-bombs at work. Is it acceptable?
It depends. It depends what sort of situation you're in.
Oh,
right?
What kind of profession you're in,
like,
too.
I can't do it right now. Neither can you.
No.
We'd probably be out of a job.
Oh, and we'd get a giant fine to go with that,
yes.
Too. But there was a new survey that was done showing whether people think it's actually acceptable to cuss in the workplace.
I'm interested about this.
23% said it's somewhat acceptable, but 31% said not acceptable at all. That is not professional behavior.
It depends what sort of environment you're in. I was brought up with bad language. My parents had bad language, so it just came naturally to me.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I'm really good at is not cursing before someone else does. I read the room. I think you're good at that as well. So I remember when I started here, you'd all been here a long time before me.
Uh-huh.
I waited for you guys to curse before I opened my mouth.
And it took, what, all of 10 seconds?
Yeah, it was like, I personally think it was still in my interviews.
I think you're right now that you say that. I do remember that. I think it's the setting. Here at K-Frog, we're all very comfortable. I think I dropped some very colorful language yesterday because somebody made me very, very upset. I don't know if you remember that call to the sandwich shop I made.
I forgot about that. That was you at your best, though. You don't do it for no reason. You break them down.
I was trying to be nice, and this person was not nice. And so
it was justified.
Yeah, I turned around and was not nice either. But I would not talk like that if we had clients in the office or, you know, little kids in the office, things like that. Like, you read the room to know whether it's acceptable or not.
That's the key, reading the room. But if a client started swearing in front of you, you might then swear back? Or you would still hold it, keep it together?
I probably would still hold it. Unless I knew that client very, very well.
You're more of a professional than me then.
So we want to hear from you. What do you do for a living? Because then again, we're just low-rent radio people. So what do you do for a living? And do you cuss in the workplace?
Yeah, I'm interested in this too. Give us some more credit, by the way. 888-431-3764. Text or give us a call. And if you swear, you'll be bleeped out.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're barely making rent, radio people.
Better.
House is down.
Well, our listeners are a bunch of potty mouths, Kelly.
We're not alone, guy.
I'm not judging at all. A survey was done and it said, is it appropriate to pretty much curse at work? And it seems like the IE thinks it is, like Matt from UKIPER here. I work for the railroad and cussing is our first language. English is our second.
Seems like anybody who's behind a wheel really likes to cuss. Like the 909 says, I drive a concrete truck for a living. We work at a wide variety of job sites. Cussing is the only way we know how to communicate. Although when I get home, I would make Mother Teresa proud. So it's just a workplace thing.
Mark from Riverside says the same thing. General contractor, I'd be worried if I didn't hear cussing from my guys on the job site.
Yesterday, I went on a little bit of a tirade. I will say it was justified, my colorful language yesterday.
100% justified, though. 100%. I back you on that.
But anytime our mics are off, I think we're a little more comfortable here. And we don't have a lot of clients that come in. So, yeah, you will hear the occasional colorful word being thrown around in random conversations.
But we got to give ourselves some credit how it's impressive we keep it together without jinxing ourselves when the mic's on.
A little behind the scenes, we also have a button very close to me that in case one of us slip off, I have to quickly hit that button.
Yeah, it's called the dump button. I make sure Kelly knows it's working every morning.
To make sure, that we save our jobs. Preston in San Bernardino, do you cuss at work?
Well, let me tell you, I work downtown San Bernardino and I'm a security guard. So I do. You know, it's crazy because I have so many people that are in front of storefronts over here on Hospitality Lane. After they're closed, I have to tell people, because who would think that you'd have to be a bouncer for a bus bench?
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where you call from?
This is Anonymous from Temecula. I don't want to give away where I work, but
Okay. Can you tell us what you do?
Yeah, I'm a service writer for a car dealership. I work with a bunch of mechanics.
And how often are cuss words flying around?
24/7. That's just every day. Like, even when I banter with customers, I will cuss in front of them, but like in like a jokingly way. And sometimes I'll cuss back. But the shop is nothing but trash talking, cussing. If HR heard us, we would all be fired.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. To the boys back home. Is cussing in the workplace acceptable? Here at KFRA, you will hear some colorful language when the microphones are not on.
To say the least.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those read the room situations to know what kind of language, what level you're on at work.
I completely agree with that. Read the room. 951 here says, I'm a high school teacher. During my lessons, I speak normally. But when I want to use a cuss word, I substitute it with the clearing of my throat sound.
Do you remember back in high school when your teacher would cuss, or even like middle school, and it was like, like it was like the funniest thing ever?
I remember hearing them cuss like the first time. I thought it was crazy. I went home and told to my parents, teachers do cuss, because I didn't believe they cuss. I thought my parents cuss because I heard them, but not teachers. They never cuss.
Well, and looking back now, and now that I have kids, I wonder why teachers don't cuss more. So kudos to you, teachers.
Well said.
Jeff in San Bernardino, do you cuss at work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do?
We do construction supplies.
Oh, do construction workers have some of the worst mouths?
Oh, my God. At our place of business, you hear all the guys doing it. We just don't do it around customers.
What do you think, man? Every, like, third, fourth word around you guys?
Maybe fifth or sixth, but yeah, it's pretty commonplace.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Like
Take
you.
Care.
Love you.
Bye.
All right.
Greg in Upland, do you cuss at work?
I do. It also depends who's around. Like you guys said, you got to read the room to see, you know, what you're up against.
What do you do for a living?
I work in law enforcement.
Oh, we got a text here from the 909 that says cops are some of the worst when it comes to cussing.
Oh, you got to hang around with the female cops. Your jaw will drop.
That's amazing.
They'll put all the guys to shame.
They think guys are foul, male cops. You haven't hung out with female cops. Some of them are horrible.
Well, I love them even more now.
Right? 760 says, I'm a supervisor and I will cuss in certain company. And when I do that, it's just that I'm using several sentence enhancers.
Right.
I like the way they spun that. Sentence enhancers.
It's a, you know, politically correct term. I get it.
I'm just trying to get your attention.